sorrow of aged wine well refined, and he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all the nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab shall be trampled down in its place, as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it, as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride, together with the skill of his hands, and the high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust. There will be a party to mark the beginning of God's heavenly reign, just like when we have parties today to mark the beginning of marriages and births. When you receive an invitation to a party, it tells you various details concerning the event. For example, the host. Who's hosting or giving the party? The host of the party or the feast, spoken of here in Isaiah, is the Lord of hosts. He is the one who has addressed and sent out the invitations. What about the location? The Lord's party is located on the mountain, which is Zion, the center of God's kingdom. What about the food? What will be served at this party? Sometimes when you receive an invitation, you are asked to check the box requesting your choice of either chicken or fish, or you have some other choices. At the Lord's party, you won't be asked to check a box. You won't be served just chicken or fish or pizza and burgers. There will be rich food and aged wine. It will be a luxurious banquet that has been lovingly prepared. What about the guests? Who is invited to the Lord's party? All are invited. However, it is for all who come to the mountain, for all who have responded to his invitation to trust in his Son for salvation. They come, they are the ones that can come to the feast. And when one responds, there is a place card with her name on it, waiting at the Lord's banquet table. And the question that we as women always have is, what am I going to wear to this party? Those who have responded will be clothed in the robes of righteousness. So, ladies, we don't need to be concerned about what we are going to wear. Isaiah 61:10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. What is the cause for the celebration? He will swallow up or remove the veil. He will swallow up death forever. Like Paul states in 1 Corinthians 15:54, death has been swallowed up in victory. Like one commentator says, the prophet Isaiah pictures here suffering humanity under the figure of someone who wears a veil over her face because of grief. On Zion, the God of Israel will tear the black veil off their heads and wipe away the tears from the now clearly visible faces. He will forever remove death, in which all human suffering, or which is the same, all the bitter fruit of sin, is summed up. By the same act, the disgrace of his people is forever removed. And Revelation 21:4 says, he will wipe away tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Death and sadness have been removed. Isn't that cause for celebration? And in verse 8, we see that the Lord has spoken. With a word in Genesis, he creates. With a word on the day of the Lord, he recreates. The redeemed celebrate because death has been swallowed up, and also because he has saved them, and they rejoice in his salvation. This glorious celebration that the Lord is hosting is for all who have responded to his invitation. But what about those who haven't responded? What about the non-responders? The ones who have ignored the invitation or have checked the space saying, "Will not attend." In verses 10 through 12, Isaiah contrasts the Mount of Zion with Moab. On Zion is found the peace and rest of the Lord for his people, the responders. On the other hand, Moab, which represents the world that is prideful and hostile to God, the non-responders, will experience his judgment against them. They will be treated with the contempt of a dung pit. Their walls of prideful self-assurance and self-righteousness will be cast to the ground. So, ladies, on the day of the Lord, that great and terrible day, we will either be among those at the banquet, where God himself is the host, or we will be among those who, in their pride, refuse to bow in humble submission to the Lord of hosts and are excluded from the banquet, excluded from his presence. Where will you be? Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die." We see that in John 11, 25 through 26. "Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, 'Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.' And the angel said to me, 'Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These are the true words of God.'" That's found in Revelation 19, 6 through 9. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus to die for sinners, and that by trusting in your Son, we can be saved from your wrath, from your judgment. Father, I thank you for saving us, for saving those who have responded to your invitation. And Father, I pray for those who have not responded as yet. Father, that they will call upon you, that they will trust in you as Savior and Lord. And Father, I pray for those of us who do know you, that you will give us boldness, Father, to share your gospel with them. And that many will come to know you, Father. And that on that day, we will all rejoice together in the marriage supper of the Lamb. Father, we praise you and thank you for what you have done and what you are going to do in our lives until that day of the Lord arrives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.